All right. Well, the Jaguars beat the Browns 19-7 this afternoon. We're now joined by a receiver for the Jacksonville Jaguars, Marquise Lee. Marquise, thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations on the win.
Appreciate you. Thank you for allowing me.
Yeah, so what was the difference for you guys today? I know you guys struggled a little bit offensively, but you did enough to muster up this win.
I mean, the cold wasn't a crazy factor like that. It was pretty cold out, but we're just being disciplined. Our main thing as far as offense, we got to do a better chance of being disciplined and so we can go out there and execute and put more points up. But the defense played great for us. We was able to move the ball a little bit and put a little bit of points up there, so it all worked out at the end of the day.
You guys are finding all kinds of different ways to win, not just one way. Defense has had their shot a bunch this year. Offense has played pretty decent. Today was one of those games. Defense again came up big. I guess it's pretty impressive. You know, the sign of a good team is when they can win a bunch of different ways.
And that's the thing about it. You know, that's the biggest thing as far as me and sitting down and really paying attention to the teams over the last previous years. You know, a lot of situations we put ourselves in as far as this year that I felt as if the last year, you know, we'd been in a situation when we'd end up taking that L, you know, falling short and getting penalties and things like that. The difference with this team is, regardless of what situation we go in, we believe in each other as far as we for sure believe in our defense. Defense believe in us as far as just moving the ball, making the play when it's needed. And that's what we've been doing lately, just making plays when it was needed.
We're chatting with Marquise Lee after the Jags knocked off the Browns 19-7 this afternoon. Marquise had 5 grabs for 45 yards. Marquise, earlier this season, of course, Allen Robinson goes down with a knee injury, and today Allen Hurns out once again with the injury. Have you felt more responsibility to lead that receiving core this year than you have in the past?
Yeah, for the most part. I feel like, you know, as far as me, I'm the leader as far as in that room and the oldest. So my main focus is make sure the younger guys is up to par and understand what they got going and what they got to do in order for us to win. Because I know at the end of the day we're going to need them, especially Didi. He had a great game today coming out and playing and stepping up. Cole, we're going to need him a lot. So at the end of the day, as they continue to get better, we're going to be better.
Where's the trust factor and the improvement? And when you see him every day, in Blake Bortles, if it comes down to where he has to carry this team?
Yeah, I mean, I have utmost faith in Blake. That's just the best thing about Blake right now is that the fact that he just understands you know, that we got a great defense and that he can go out there and actually manage the game. And that's what he's been doing, just going out there and managing. And just taking the time and making the right reads and just making plays. You know, if that's not him running on his feet, just making the perfect pass and things like that. And that's the best thing about him is he understands that he's the leader and he's always up to par, so we always with him.
Marquise, do you think in January, if you have to win a game with him being the guy who has to carry it, he's equipped for that right now?
Yes, I think we'll be fine. As long as we have everybody up to par as far as the offensive line and things like that, I think we'll be fine.
And Marquise, just before we let you go real quickly, I'm a Syracuse alum, so the former Syracuse head coach Doug Marrone is leading you guys on the sidelines. What's it like to play for him? Because I remember when you were in college.
You're talking to two Trojans here,
when
brother.
You were in college, you and Robert Woods lit up his team.
Yeah, I remember we went to New York. I mean, we had that crazy storm. It's great. You know, we actually, like last year, we talked about him being at Syracuse and things like that. And him having a chance to go against us and just having the opportunity to be with him now is great. You know, I didn't get the chance to talk to him when he was at Syracuse as much, so having the opportunity to build a relationship right now and see what type of coach he is and just how much faith he has in it is very important.
Right now, what Marquise and I as Trojans tell you is we care about the ass-kicking we put on the Bruins yesterday. Even though it wasn't an ass-kicking, it's still a win. Fight on, brother.
As I say, even though Miles happy we won, I'm about to go get on his head about him taking that L yesterday.
Yeah, tell him. Throw one in there for me, man. I'm with you. Thanks for joining us, buddy. Congrats on the win.
Appreciate you. No, I got you.